Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horn with you. And, of course, with markets the way they've been trading and things the way they've been going, to me, it's always important to bring the education arm back into play so that we're always teaching or always working. So today we're going to listen to the Monday night call and make sure that everybody's got what we're trying to do. And here's the emphasis in which I talk about these markets because I believe it to be very important. So let's go right to Monday night. Here we go.
Basically say, you know, the observation deck is open. You know, we're not in a hurry. And I'm just, if anybody's just logging in now, I haven't done anything. I'm just kind of BSing and talking about the hedging link. For those who have been through the class, we now have automated the entire class. So that's all good. So anyways, you know, it's been pretty much of a challenge, you know, because there's been real no activity. And I showed you that Friday or whatever day I sent it was the chart of the VIX, okay, which obviously everything kind of makes sense, right? I mean, we're just not doing much. And in this kind of action, you know, if you remember from the phases of the market, when you get this kind of action, well, it would lead to your I was watching the markets earlier in the 4 minutes just to see if there's anything to do. I really wanted to sell them on the opening, but they just got up there so fast. But you know, when we look at down here on the bottom end, and then if you go to the VIX, that's on the upper end and came off pretty good. I mean, that's what you'd expect, right? Now, you remember, you want to expect these moves until you don't, right? Until they break out, you have to expect them. All right, anyways, is it 5:45 yet? 6:45 yet? About 30 more seconds, and we'll get officially started. Okay, I think it is game time. And again, let me re-welcome everybody just as I've been BSing. But again, we were just talking about the challenge of the trade and the challenge of the markets. And again, it's a challenge. Okay. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The market is a challenge right now. Okay. And it's easier and better to sit it out and, you know, look for some trades to make versus trying to force the trades. Because when you try to force them, invariably you'll end up losing. And think about it from this perspective. How much will you make if you're right? I mean, yeah, there's going to be one monster stock that's going to make some gigantic move. But basically, in theory, if you're right, how much will you make in a market like this? That's the way you have to look at it. It's never the lost opportunity. It's to save money from most of them. Okay, so you know, again, just remember, it's a challenge, and we're not going to give in. Okay, and you know, now, you know, it's the whole deal of, you know, waiting for the right opportunity. Okay, and that's what we got to wait for. Okay. And if we do that, then we're going to have a chance to be more successful. Okay. If you continue to try to, you know, chase things, make things happen. Okay. You're most likely going to lose. Again, there's things you can do. Obviously we do the futures, which work in any kind of market because we're working at such a short time frame. We're changing up frames. But again, as an overall for 90% of you, it's better to be sitting out observing. There is not a lot to do. And that's really always the point I try to make, okay, is to make sure that we're in the best position. Uptrend under pressure, 9 distribution days on NASDAQ, 7 on S&P, crappy S&P. Yeah, it is. It's a very tough market. Again, you've been on top of it, and you watch it. And, again, I don't look for anything. You know, I try to make it as simple as possible. Okay, here's the VIX. We're looking at it. It's in consolidation. It figures that it's going to go lower, which means the market's probably going to go higher. And, of course, here's the Dow, okay, and in consolidation, and looks like it should go higher. Now, I can make a great case that we're going to break from here, but, again, why would I try to force something when I'm not getting enough action anyways? Anyways, as we always start out with, our words of wisdom from our good friend Connie, deciding what to do is as important as deciding on what not to do is as important as deciding on what to do. Steve Jobs, remember him? Pretty smart guy. Okay. And that is something, you know, then again, that's why we're deciding, okay, not to trade, because we need to wait until we have a better opportunity. And that's, again, I know it sounds silly, but it's hard when you look at this every day, because every day that the markets go by and you don't make a trade, you think you missed an opportunity. And I will continue to tell you, BS, that's not the deal, okay? I will tell you that we will find more trouble in markets if we try to make things happen that don't exist. I will tell you that it's a much better business, especially in your position. Now, my position, I mean, this is how I make my living. So, you know, I need to trade, which is why, you know, I trade shorter term. But see, if you shorten up time, you can trade. But then you can't shorten up time on the options that we're trading because you can't make enough to make it worthwhile. See, that's where you have to weigh all these factors into it, okay, which is why some of you who are trading the futures, you know, are having some success right now because the markets have been whipping and the blow-up pattern has been showing off. But at the end of the day, for most of you, you're working. And it's hard to make the time to do things. And so if you shorten up time, you're shortening up your opportunity. Because remember, if you shorten time up, you're also shortening up the potential upside. Not that you can't get one of those, but that's really the effect you have to assume. Okay? And that is what I'm all about, right? Look, I want to trade more than anybody. I mean, I wish I was trading now. I'd like to be trading every night. I like to trade every waking hour. Okay? But I know better, okay? And I know that most of the time I try to do things that I shouldn't be doing. I end up having, it takes me 3 days to get it back because I was ignorant. But, so, last week, let's go through last week. I think that worked out better for everybody. You know, last week we said we're going to take it kind of easy. And basically I just kept saying, hey, you know, just be small and nimble. I don't see any reason to be active here, okay? And, you know, most of the trades were pretty self-explanatory last week. Now, Agilent, this is always the problem. This is always my dilemma, okay, when I'm deciding on what to trade, okay, is a stock like this and a trade like this. Now, we still have a chance to make money on it. I mean, I'm going to show it right now. It's about $100 loss. You know, some lost a little less, some lost a little more, but it's about $100 loss, okay? And I don't like losing any kind of money. Now, we do own a couple of puts for June. So we've got, you know, 26 days or so to go. But overall, this really, I call this a bank error or a trader error. We don't really belong in this. And it was probably my thought that we were up against the top, that we would see a little bit of a sell. So I was willing to take a little gamble. But every time I've tried this, it ends up being, you know, not very good. Now, that doesn't mean we won't get out.
And we'll come back and talk more about Agilent after the break. But, again, you understand that's what we're looking for. Again, we're trying to educate and learn when the markets are the best for us to be involved. But in the meantime, one of the places that we like to share with is Thinkorswim, the platform that's built by traders for traders. And, of course, every day they've got swim lessons, they've got technically speaking, and they've got the plunge. And tomorrow they got leverage, Thinkorswim option statistics, and of course they've got the technically speaking and other things. And it's really a very good user friendly platform. We really support it and we enjoy it, and that's one of the platforms that I use. It is my platform of choice, and of course I want you to get my podcast, which is my choice, at libertytalk.fm. Every day you can download it. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be right back.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. little options, tulips to everybody, and kind of give you an idea, but this really gives you the general sentiment I have in the overall market. And before we went to break, we were talking about Agilent, one of the trades we made that I wasn't happy with, and you heard some of the reasons. Let's hear the rest. Let's get back to the call. Here we go.
But I'm going to assume that we won't, because this is not really a volatile enough stock anyways, okay? Even if we got the entire expected move going into June, it'd be $230, which wouldn't get us enough to get out, okay? And that is, I would say that was an error in judgment on my part to make that trade. Now, again, it could work out. I'm not saying it won't. You know, obviously, if we get some volatility in the market, obviously, if we get some selling pressure, then it certainly could work out very well. But overall, even if it works out, I'm going to say that this was a bad decision, okay? Because, again, there's just not enough there. It'd have been better off not making it. And forget about that we lost 100. Again, I'm not whining about the 100 bucks, okay? It's a lot of money, but I'm whining about the decision that I made to get involved in the first place, win or lose. I thought I had it read right, and I still believe I do, but at the point, it just didn't give us enough, and there's not really enough error in this balloon. If you remember when the Badger was always on, it's, you know, we need more error. And this just doesn't really provide it. So we're going to stay away from this. And again, we've limited some, and this is just another one that'll go in the tank. Home Depot, okay. You know, we've got, you know, still some time to go here, I guess. And, you know, it's been working fine. I mean, we've got a profit locked in it. No big deal. Salesforce. Okay. Now, it was interesting. We actually bought the extra upside protection. And we got the move, and we were able to sell it, you know, for about 80 cents or so. So you've got some small loss here. But, again, this is a longer-term trade that we're going to try to maneuver and manipulate over time, okay, and collect. Like this week we're going to collect, hopefully, we're going to collect $1.09. Now, I don't know if we will or we won't, but that's the objective, right? So we're short. We're looking to collect. We're looking to work it, right? And that's what you have to always keep in mind. I mean, this stock can make that big of a move. And the truth of the matter is that if it doesn't go crazy and it doesn't go straight up, we're going to make our money back anyways, having the opportunity to be short a stock into what we think might be a sell-off. Target was an easy win, unfortunately. I mean, it was good, but obviously we thought it was going the other way, and it immediately collapsed. And somebody had sent me an email and asked me if I thought it was because of the transgender policy. Now, I don't believe that's played out enough yet. I don't think that played out in this particular earnings yet. But overall, you know, it just went straight down. But in the meantime, we just made our, you know, 55 bucks, and that was the end of it, okay? So, you know, when you think about it this way now, see, these are the strategies that we rotated to, because this strategy will benefit on a lot of things, and it benefits from a big move in either direction. Now, obviously, it benefits most on volatility. Okay, it doesn't matter which direction it goes, but it does benefit the most when volatility picks up. So that's why these credits are so small. And if you got the big move up and volatility explodes, remember, you own two options to being short one, so you're getting double the kick. Okay, so this is just an easy, you know, no-brainer, fall apart. Now, the QQQ continues to, you know, be okay. I mean, you know, I hope you didn't, you know, panic out. It closed where we needed to close, and we were able to, you know, reduce the amount. And the truth of the matter is we're right, you know, basically, you know, where we need to be. Anyways, we'd like to see it lower, okay? We'd like to see it go down. And that's what we're playing for. But in the meantime, we're not in a drastic spot. I mean, really, the fact of the matter is that you could be either plus or minus a little bit on this trade overall. I don't keep score on it yet because it's not time to keep score, but we close. Where we close on Friday at 106. So we should be down a little bit right now. Going into Friday, we're probably up a little bit. So at the end, it is what it is. Now, you know, certainly, you know, you could have looked at it on Thursday when the markets were getting clobbered and said, hey, maybe I want to roll out and maybe take some money out of here. I did not. I didn't even think about. I honestly didn't even think about writing it. Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to make a. I'm trying to make a big hit here. I'm not trying to make a little hit. So I didn't even think about it. But if you did, that's great. Okay, I have no problem with it. That's something that you always want to be able to look for and say, hey, you know, here we are. Now here we're going to try to get another $1.10 credit this week. So again, we've reduced the overall risk on this trade, and we're going to continue to do so. And that's what it comes down to. So that's what we're working on in the big picture. And you can see I have all these diagrams and all this stuff in here, but that's what we're working on. Okay. Again, we're working strategies now that won't get creamed on a move, and they don't get hurt if the markets don't do very much. Okay. So is everybody dealing with these risk reversals okay? Is there anybody who's got any specific questions on those before we go on to the actual questions for the week? Okay. Cool. All right. So CRM, we'll move all strikes up 1 point or wait for the trade to come to me. Okay. That's a great question. Good. I'm glad you like them. I like them too. It's a great question, and it's a double great question, okay? Because if you're moving the strikes up, then you are letting it come to you. You're just moving it up a little bit higher. Certainly, remember, if I'm looking to get short, okay, if I'm saying I want to be short, then if it rallies, I'm obviously, if I want to be short, I'd like to get short higher. So, yes, you're not chasing it. I would have not moved down. I would have moved up. Okay, which is what you did. So if we're directional, and you can kind of make this a mental note, but if we are directional on a trade and it moves against the direction we think it's going to go, so if we want to be bearish and it goes, certainly I would move up and try to get short higher. However, if it moved down and I missed it, I would not roll down because, again, that's where we always run into a little bit of a problem. That I consider chasing it down, but if it's going against you, then you're actually benefiting by having the opportunity to wait and get into it a little bit later. Okay, so that was very good. It was a great question and very good timing. Watching Home Depot has jumped up, have not put on the trade. Think about this, always learning. What do you think? And again, this was fine. This was a very neutral trade. We were just simply really playing a calendar iron condor or an inside outside, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so that's fine. Again, you weren't chasing it. We weren't taking a real direction. And that is something that you want to understand is what is our objective of the trade? What is our positioning? So if it's a neutral trade, then it moves up. We can move with it. Okay. Cause we're trying to be neutral. If it, you know, moves, you know, sideways, that's fine too. So remember, just, the only thing you don't want to do is you don't want to chase a move if it's going your way that we thought it was going and you're not in. That I don't want to do. I don't want to chase it down. Okay. All right. Todd, I did a bear call spread on Baba for 520. I sold 3 contracts at 80 and bought 4 contracts at 81. Initially, I put the order in a 3x3 and it was 33 cent credit, but I decided to try 3x4 to see what it did. It was a bigger credit. This was before the market opened. I thought it would look wrong and would not fill. But it filled as soon as the market opened, getting a 67 cent credit. Well, of course, you guys know the answer to that. And so does he now. But, okay, so now the risk was higher. When you put that extra leg on, your initial credit is bigger, but your risk, your exposure becomes bigger. The original risk on the 3x3 was 201. On the 3x4, it was 233. Okay? And then the question came back, how is the risk 201? It's 300 minus the $33 times 3, which is 99, okay, because you're getting 3 contracts, right? See, on the when we collect the credit on a ratio, that ratio spread, if you've ever paid attention in Thinkorswim, that ratio spread shows up as one contract, okay? It shows a combo order as one, not as three, whereas if you're doing 3 legs, so that's what happens, okay? So remember, if we do a straight credit spread, 3x3, then we're getting the credit times the amount of contracts. When we're doing a ratio spread, our risk is the number of short contracts minus the credit we collect, okay? We don't get affected as much if it goes against us. In fact, our method, if it goes directly against me, as long as it goes either low enough or high enough, I make money either way. The difference between the two trades is there's a point that in the straight credit spread, you just become a loser. There's nothing you can do. But in the ratio, if you get a big enough move either way, if it goes your way, you make good money. If it goes...
And we'll get back and finish that up. This is The Bubba Show. You missed an episode. LibertyTalk.fm. Make sure you check it out and download the show. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horst. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Sunday Club.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and it's a glorious Wednesday. And of course, we're learning today. We're working on some things, and this is what I always want you to understand is to teach. So let's make sure we get back to the Q&A we're doing from the Sunday night call. Here we go.
If it was away against you, you make the credit. Okay, that's the real difference. So in fact, here is from putting on the call spread, okay, which would actually be short the market, this particular trade ended up being slightly long the market, but benefited if the market went down, okay? TLT for this week, 5-4, 129.130 for a 5x4 spread for a $1.60 trigger. Wow. Well, it's wow, but one thing you have to remember, okay, with TLT, with some of the indexes, they don't typically get that kind of movement. Those are much more likely to pin or stay within the range and where you can run into trouble. Remember, we want to get away from the range that they're supposed to trade in, not being stuck. Now, again, I don't mind it, and if you see something that looks great, but remember, this $100 stock is really not a $100 stock. I mean, it really it trades like about a $50 stock. It's only got a $1.50 move for the week. So that puts you in more jeopardy knowing that we don't have that kind of movement, okay? And that's something just to keep in mind. Again, I don't mind those trades, but I want you to be careful when you look at them like that, because when they look too good and they look too easy, they typically are not very good, okay? And that's one of the things you look at. You're getting a big credit, you know, not because somebody's making a mistake. You're getting a big credit because that's what the trade sets up for, because that's the real exposure that you're taking, okay? And this was actually the front of the email I put on backwards. And here, the July 130, 125, 135, okay, 435 risk, 565 gain. And I go, you know, it's okay, but again, do you really see that kind of movement? So if you look at the range to the July 1, it's only got a $4.60 range, or, you know, volatility-wise. Now, again, that can change. Again, we're not saying that it won't work, but you want to be very careful that when you use these strategies. Now, you can see that we have not done the indexes for a while because they're not volatile enough right now for us to be able to take the chance here, which is why we switched to the straight-out risk reversal, okay? So that is the difference when you look at the different trades and why we pick. That's why we have such a wide variety. That's why we have such a potpourri of different trades, because we can manage and put trades on the way that we see them versus what's actually happening. So we can defend, we can kind of build in a defense mechanism against some action before it happens. Okay, the 50-week average is falling below the 100-day average. Last year time it happened, 2001, down 37%. 2008, down 48%. What do you think? Well, you know I think it's going down, right? I mean, again, I'm as bearish as I can be, but I'm not as short as I can be. Because, again, I can give you every reason in the world why we should go lower, but I can't give you a reason why we can't go higher. And I'm not going to fight against what's going on in the overall markets. I think that what you really need to do is, you know, again, these patterns have showed up a couple of times, and the problem here is that if you try to use too much information of the outside noise, not the actual chart, I think you'll find yourself more in a position of desperation and more problems, okay? Market patterns. Panics at the suggestion Fed is going to raise rates. It's insane. Hey, you know, the whole market is being manipulated right now as we speak. Okay, so we can't fight it. We just have to follow the footprint that goes along with it. Got a question on a trade I'm in and how you typically handle these situations. Get into a stock with a long calendar spread after a big sell-off, which I thought was way oversold. The calendar is a winner now, but the short is in the money to the point where rolling out a week or two would cost me commission, but rolling out 2 weeks will net 40 to 50. Do you typically roll out 2 weeks in this trade, or do you take, or take your profit, look for the next trade? I said, take your profit, and if you like the trade, just roll down the calendar. Close it, take the profit, re-enter at new levels. Again, trying to defend trades that are not going exactly the way you need them to go is not what we like to do. I can't stress that enough, that sometimes you're just better off moving away and putting on a different trick. Okay? So that would be my thought processor. Hi, and good morning, Mr. Bubba. Could you give me some guidelines on when to close a synthetic or when to stay in and roll them? For a specific trade, 5916, I put on a synthetic short TLT. When TLT was trading around 130, I sold 5 June 130 monthly combos for 21% credit. Bought 5 weekly 2x3 back ratios, 130, 131 for a credit. Sold 5 weekly, wow, hey, busy. Very busy here. For 42-cent credit. The first week I lost 165 on the hedge parts and bought 5 2x3 weekly ratios again, 132, 133 for 31-cent credit and sold 5 spreads again for a 29-cent credit. Looking better off today, of course, but what would you know, what to do with this trade? Again, this goes back into a tougher trade. It's not going to typically move that much. You did everything right. There is not a lot to do here. Okay. Obviously, your best action is the no action for a little bit of a while, so you can take all that credit and finance that whole trade out. Okay. You know, that is the best action. But again, if you don't get the big movement, then you have to just, you know, it kind of gets choppy and it gets a little nasty inside that little bit of a range, and that's really kind of what happens. But that is the dangers of trading. But remember, the danger is very little in perspective to what you're trying to make. Okay, you know, that's always the question and the issue. You know, we can never defend 100% against anything. Okay, if we're going to try to finance it out and we're going to try to cut the volatility down and cut the risk down, then we always have to take some type of risk. So you did everything right. I mean, again, you just keep selling against it. You really need the move, which you haven't gotten yet. But meanwhile, we're hugging in that area, and you now should be about even for all your spreads for the 2 weeks. Okay? Since I'm your new best friend today, what do you think of precious metals longs here via synthetic positions? Well, I like being long the precious metals anyways. Okay? Now, I think they're probably due for a little bit of selling pressure. Okay? I'll answer this question. Then there's a question that came in regarding the last question. I mean, I own gold. I own silver. I'm looking to buy more. But I would not be surprised to see them move down a little bit. Again, I'm not concerned about it. I'm not selling. I'm more into the hard or the hard asset, the real stuff. But if you want to do these trades, I have no problem. You know, you can use them with the hedge. I mean, that's you know the hedge model. I mean, you could just you can do the risk reversal out in time, and then start hedging against it. And you could actually, you know, go out to with the risk reversal till to September, if you want. Okay. I mean, remember, the risk reversal is always going to be around the same price. The key kicker is do you have enough money to hold the put by itself over time? Because if you sell options in front of it, you're not most likely you're not going to get credit for that option. Remember, that's the issue. That's why I always have to use the same month or one past it. But you can go out. I mean, as far as the actual risk reversal itself, you know, you want to be long gold at 120. Okay. You can do that for, you know, basically, you know, a net credit right now. Okay. You can be long gold at right where it is. Okay. But the problem is if you don't have enough capital, you're going to have to buy a put to cover up the put side. And if you do that, okay, then you're taking away some of your profit because you have to overpay for that put. Not really overpay, but you have to pay a lot of juice on that put so you don't get as much bang for it. Obviously, the best way to trade this would be to go out to September and then start, you know, with the weekly stuff. But again, you don't get credit, and the brokerage houses don't consider that as cover, so the margin rates spike up, okay?
And, you know, again, we're trying to educate with many different strategies. You know, I believe I believe in the importance of the education, of course, as you know. And that is always what I'm looking to do. And of course, I've got a lot of great courses, and certainly you're obviously welcome to sign up for them. I don't push them. I mean, again, you know, I leave it up to you. But I do talk about some of the trading tools I use, and one of them is Thinkorswim. You know, for a beginning trader, they offer a lot of classes, swim lessons. Tomorrow they've got leverage, the option statistics have. They've got technically speaking, they've got the plunge. And overall, they're just a really solid platform and pretty user-friendly, okay? So, you know, don't always shop the cheapest in the world, because you'll find out that you'll be disappointed when something goes wrong, and invariably, something always goes wrong somewhere. So it's also about the customer service. So as they say, don't be penny wise and dollar foolish. And of course, you're listening to me, so how foolish can you be, right? Now, anyways, make sure, you know, if you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, we load all my shows in there, including The Sporting Edge. And certainly, you know, we're just over 225,000. We're trying to get to 300,000. So, you know, check it out, download it, show, give us a helping hand, and make sure you follow me at Bubba Average Joe on Twitter. Make sure you go like The Bubba Show at Facebook, and make sure that you're taken care of and you're not getting too overactive in these markets. As I continue to say, I continue to beat that drum because it's a drum that needs beating. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break, and we'll finish up Sunday, and we'll chat a little bit, and we'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I've been feeling real good. Came a long way from misunderstood.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this wonderful Wednesday before the Memorial Day weekend. And can it get any slower? Can the markets get any suckier? But in the meantime, we're learning, so that's always a good thing. So let's go back to talking and learning about what's going on. We'll go back to our Q&A session and talk about a couple of trades. This is the Sunday Night Call. Let's get back to it right now.
Would TLT have been impacted by the release of the FMC notes? Usually they would be. The bonds would be affected. And if we go back and look at the release, I mean, we can actually see it. Okay, but yeah, they're directly affected. I mean, these are directly correlated to the bond market. And here is Wednesday and a pretty big sell-off on pretty big volume. Now, again, it only moved like $2, which is not a giant move when you consider how much it could move. And it really moved from where you would have expected it to go on lower anyways. So overall, but yeah, it did have a move. And if we look at it in a perspective of, you know, exactly after the move, the name came out, the number came out. So if we go to a 15-minute chart on a 3-day, okay, so that would be right here's where the number came out. And look what happened. Boom. And now, of course, he rallied right back up again. Okay. But this is on the number. Boom, 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 45 minutes. Okay. So, yes, it is the right, which is why we will take a shot sometimes in the Fed on using the TLT on occasion. Okay. Sorry, I'm like, was downtown at the King and I. Good for you. Maria, what was that? I forgot the big song on there. But anyways, I was going to say Maria, but that's West Side Story. All right. Wrong window. All right. Bob, I was out of the country for 3 weeks and missed the startup for the trade signal. Where do I get enlightened? Well, I've been just sending out to some of you the trade signal. And all it is, it's really not for active trading yet. It's an algorithm signal that I've developed that I'm just playing with. I mean, I'm not looking for you to get active. I'm really trying to figure out if we can actually use it, but I'm sharing it with everybody. As you notice, I write in the notes, it's for observation. But what it is it's just some algorithm trading that we're looking for certain things to happen, and these get generated automatically as a potential trade. So I'm looking at them as a potential. Again, I'm not looking for anybody to actively trade those, because the truth is I haven't really been able to figure out how to trade them correctly yet where we can get the best benefit from them, okay? You know, again, some have been winners, some have been losers, but I need to figure out how to correlate those to options. So I've been just sending them out and sharing them, but I do say that they should be used only for observation at this point. I know some of you have traded them, and that's fine, okay? But at the end of the day, we got to be very careful, because we're not quite sure yet how that signal is going to pan out. I think it works, but I don't know that it'll work well enough for us to capitalize on it. That's the real issue, okay? And I'm trying to hone it down even farther, because some of the stocks it comes out with are not even optionable. So you have to trade the stock, and I don't want to do that. I want to be able to correlate it into the option model. All right, Bob, I had the June 105.50 combo, sold for 20 cent credit, did it 5 times. I had the 105-104 put credit spread on. I've already collected the credit for this week 5 times, and I had 2x3, 10x15 call, 105-106.50 back ratio for 47 cent credit. That I've already sold the extra calls for 25 cents, and now it's the call credit spread and hoping for a sell-off. That's all good. That's exactly what you should do. Okay, you did everything exactly right. The only thing that you didn't get is you didn't get the late sell-off, which would have helped you. Okay, you did everything perfect. I cannot complain. I cannot tell a lie. Today's instructions on A, to buy back a short call, the 45 June expiration. Again, I must have made a typo. I've done that before. But why the urgency? And it wasn't urgent. I was buying back the 42.50, and I did say, I believe, wait until late in the day. Again, I'm a big fan of waiting to the end of Friday. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I'm a big advocate, a big fan of waiting for that Friday at the end, because usually we have a better chance, okay? And I, no rush to answer, I answered it right away. I started looking at this morning, pretty neat. How does it know that I have a particular hedge on? So alerts can be, well, hopefully you're using the software. This is about the hedging software. Hopefully you're using the software as it was designed, which it will guide you to the exact positions that you should be having on, okay? It will tell you where you should be, okay? If you're not following it, then you have to gear your trading style to the system to what you are, but this, it will guide you into the correct positions. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. How about your opinion on GCGX? I mean, again, I like all that stuff, okay? Again, there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions. Look, here's the bottom line. The banks and the big guys are all short precious metals right now. The big guys are long a lot of volatility. The big guys are buying a lot of dollars. They're expecting a rally. Okay. Now, does it mean they're right? No. But if the only way I buy those stocks, the gold miners and the silver and all that stuff, is if I'm prepared to hold them. Okay. If I'm not prepared to hold them, they're not tradable right now. They are for a hold. It's a 50-50 proposition that they'll go lower, and they couldn't take out the lows before they end up going higher. There's no reason to be overly active in here. I put the XLA trade on Monday, 3x3x4x3. I'm assuming that I should let this week's vertical expire. Yes, it worked out fine. Let it expire. Again, whenever you can let something expire, you've changed the risk into your favor. Okay? That's what we're trying to do. Remember, we're always trying to turn the tables into something that gives us the benefits. Okay? Our job is to find the best way to trade and give ourselves the biggest advantage. That's where you go to the soup line and catch the rest of the recording. Okay, I got notified by Thinkorswim, and I almost broke my computer when I saw this. Due to upcoming delivery period, TD Ameritrade requires you to close or roll your position prior to the close of electronic trading on Thursday, May 19th by 4 p.m. If you do not close or roll your position by the time, it's subject to liquidation anytime thereafter. Now, okay, I have a problem when I have things like this because this is a futures trade. I have a problem that you're in four contracts, okay? I have a problem that you're holding them overnight. I have a problem, not that you're losing money, because that's part of the business. But I have a problem that we're trying to, again, we're breaking down the system of what we built, okay? I don't mind people taking a chance and holding things if you have a reasonable do so. But you can't be, you know, four contracts is huge in this thing. And this is like, after making all this money, you're now taking a chance to give it away. That is not what we do. We never are in this position because that's not what we do on this call, nor is what I teach. Okay, you have to keep better track of what's going on. And also, the expiration, it can happen to anybody, but if you watch, it should roll over, and you could have just rolled it forward and actually got a little bit higher price, not that it mattered, but you could have rolled it forward and then just put the same position on. Okay, but in the meantime, I'm not happy with the four contracts code, because I know what you're trading, right? And I'm not happy that you're carrying them overnight trying to get even. This is something that should have been out of, that you could only be gambling to have this trade on.
And that's one of the big things that really get to me as a trader, as an instructor, as somebody who I like to see people do well. This is not a casino. This is a mathematical probability. We are risk takers, not gamblers, okay? And when you finally realize that, you will find that your trading will become better. Because if you continue to try to fire at a market, I was just texting with somebody who says they're going to throw in the towel. I said, well, you shouldn't be in anyways. We've been saying forever, observe the market. There isn't anything to do right here. Look, I want to trade. I'm dying to get active, but you can't force market action. The markets aren't going to do what you want them to do. So if you continue to fire in to a market that is not cooperating, you're going to get it stuck up your you-know-what. So please, I'm begging you, don't do that. It's not worth it. Trust me, I'm giving you the experience of 36 years and lots of mistakes just like that. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed education. I think it's always important. And of course, that's a big thing of what I like to do. I love to teach, which is why I do the show. And of course, make sure that when you miss an episode, because you never know what you're going to miss here on The Bubba Show, you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show, as well as The Sporting Edge that I do with Xander. And we have a good time doing it. But that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Appreciate you being here. Always a pleasure to bring you the show. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
That tonight's gonna be
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.